Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is January 29th, 2022, and I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation. We're a grassroots association that's dedicated to providing a lot of information that everyone else on this network is now providing too, due to the censorship and how horrifying it all has become. You know, something that we obviously saw back in the late 90s, you know, that it wasn't going to get any better, especially after the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act was passed in 1986. It would just kept getting worse and worse. So anyway, our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaclib.org. My business website is humbleweed.net. That's where I sell all kinds of products to help people recover their health. And I do want to mention, not everyone has gone to humbleweed.net and signed up for our, there's kind of an annoying thing, you know, my web guy at this time had it on like every page. I was like, no, just keep it on the homepage, please. So if you signed up there, you would have got that I had January specials. And there's only, you know, tonight, tomorrow, and till midnight on the 31st to take advantage. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit just because, you know, SDACT is my main seller because I have the guy who makes our formula, which is, you know, exactly the way Rain Case did at her clinic in Ontario. It was in Bracebridge, Ontario, and she treated people that were given up to die, basically, after failing with chemotherapy and radiation. And this was, you know, last, 70 years, you know, it was about, 50, 70 years ago. And she kept her clinic open for a long time, was attacked quite a bit, you know, taken to court, on and on. But anyway, she was very successful. Everyone wanted her formula. She took an 8-herb formula, narrowed it down to 4 herbs. We have the whole affidavit that's filed in Bracebridge, Ontario, from the person who made up her formula after she passed because she didn't want to release it, and it's for good reason because one of the main ingredients is a weed called sheep sorrel, and it's the power of the formula is in the whole plant, not just the leaf part. And so we do grow our own because you know, you have to have the roots grow for a few years before they're, you know, large enough to be medicinal and actually be worth it. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that the special is buy any quantity of SEAC tea and get a pouch of pure organic sulfur, which really augments the effectiveness of the SEAC tea, and you get 10% off. And I have codes there. So if you go to my website, humbleweed.net, there's a tab called specials, but you can just do /specials and it'll come up. And there's the codes are there. I'm not going to tell you what the codes are. You have to find them, but you know, because you're going to end up ordering online to get the special. But a 2-ounce packet of SEAC tea plus the pouch of sulfur, you don't get free shipping. If you get a whole pound of SEAC tea and a pound of sulfur, you get free shipping. And that's a different code, but it's 10% off if you do both. And I've just had so much good experience with people recovering from all kinds of maladies, especially when they do both. Because, you know, when you get that all those toxins out and the oxygenation in your cells from the sulfur, it just augments that power of, like I said, the SEAC tea. So I do want to mention, I did have a customer and she's, you know, reordering. She's pretty happy. This gal in Colorado. And she said, let's see, where is that? I just had it up. She says, her husband had been having intense abdominal pain unpredictably for a few years. And then because of his issues, his sister had had, he thought it might be pancreatitis, because his sister had had pancreatitis and could be related to cystic fibrosis, which runs in their family. But since he started taking the tea, the SEAC tea, twice a day, he has not had one single episode of undiagnosed abdominal pain. And I mean, he used to have this intense pain that would just unpredictably happen, you know, all the time, you know, like, you know, for a few years, it was just like all of a sudden come on another month and it would come on. Totally cleaned that up. And that, and the tea is just pretty foundational, especially when you get up over 50. I mean, most people are going to have cancer at some point in your lifetime. So if you're over 50 and you haven't, it's pretty good to get on those two things just to be as a good preventative and watch your wireless exposure. So without, you know, going into that too much, it's humbleweed.net/specials. And you'll find that in specials with an S. And you can pull that right up and get the sale information that's, you know, going to close at the end of the month. And then I do want to remind everyone to support this network, of course, by being a monthly subscriber. And just because it does cost a lot to operate a professional talk radio network and our chat room, after I do this little diatribe on news that I feel is really important, our chat room is Immunize Wisely with a Z, Immunize Wisely, and then dot chatango.com or chatango.com, chatango without a D and and.com. So I will add a bunch of links of things I'm talking about after I finish with talking about them. That's important. So I am amazed at one of the great stories. I mean, RBN, the news feed is really good. They've been putting out great stuff. Exclusive footage. Government contractors admit to flying illegal immigrants to smaller airports to keep the flights on the down low and hidden from the public. That was Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Just absolutely amazing clip. You got to see this, because people are talking about that the people coming in at late at night on these flights and being spread all over the country are able-bodied young men. Like, this is an invasion of a war against us. So, not, of course it's illegal to do this, but they don't care. They're getting money from George Soros, who, you know, the Democrats certainly don't care. And it's really very serious. And so I really like the comment that was on RBN. I guess we need to start stalking out these closed airfields to document these illegal flights. Well, we need to find out where they're going and if they're going to get some armament. Someone needs to actually follow these people and find out where they're going, who's receiving them, where they're sleeping, if they have money. You know, we need to engage in these people. Where are they coming from? You know, this isn't just all Mexicans, okay? There's all kinds of men, Middle Eastern men, all kinds of people. So it's a huge, huge concern to everybody, especially with the stuff going on. The other huge story, of course, everyone knows about the Canadian Freedom Convoy. I mean, this is just so excellent. I mean, I've been crying all week ever since it started. I mean, every time I watch these convoys, I mean, we wondered when the Canadians were going to get a spine and start doing something. And it looks like they have. And there, I think there's 12,000 or 1,200. Let me pull up that story. There's a whole bunch of American truckers that went over the border to help them. And it's the largest, 12,000 USA truckers crossed the border with no problem and joined the convoy. Wow. Yeah, 12,000 USA truckers. Wow. 50,000 Canadian truckers. They say it's the largest convoy in history. Very interesting. There's a big blackout of news from London and Cambridge in Ontario. It's not the UK, is London to Cambridge. These are towns outside Ottawa, and a whole bunch of truckers coming through there, and I guess a lot of people showing up in force and supporting them along the road. And there's a blackout of usually you can see, you know, weather conditions and stuff, and you know, all of that's being blocked out. In Nova Scotia, they're actually trying to make it a law for people to get out on the border of the highway to support the truckers. They're not allowed. And I'm sure you probably heard that GoFundMe has stopped $4 million from being transferred. That's not stopping anyone. So $4 million is hung up with GoFundMe, because GoFundMe started wanting to find out a little more details of how the funds were going to be distributed among the 50,000 truckers. I mean, you know, is that any of their business? Wow. So it's gotten really exciting. I just wish, you know, we had one so organized in this country, but, you know, we just got our similar decree on January 22nd, where Canadian truckers have to be fully jabbed should they enter American soil, and anyone flying into this country or crossing a border, the Biden administration says, has to be fully jabbed with this experimental vaccine. Again, illegal, but, you know, they don't seem to care at all anymore. And I think one of the most horrifying stories I heard was this is, you know, Hal Turner's show. This is a little historical, but, you know, even Jim Stone was talking about that there's three different kinds of shots. Well, Hal Turner had there, they found these different coated bottles in Slovenia. And while this was a November story, it said they're marked, they're color-coded. One's a placebo, one's a one of the vaccines, and one is, you know, accentuated vaccine or a kill shot. And we've heard little rumors of this where, you know, a black woman wanted to get a shot for a Caucasian person and they wouldn't allow it. So what's that about, you know? I mean, really, this is really creepy, because they have, you know, they can look up, you know, you have to give your name before you give a shot, and they can look up in their database, you know, if you're one of the people targeted for a kill shot. And then, you know, all of that information is tied to the shot. So it's just beyond creepy. You know, kind of goes on and on. The other one I have is, watch this video before you file taxes in 2022. And that's at bestnewshere.com. But wow, that story, I mean, the guy has kind of a thick accent, but it's worth watching a couple times, because I don't file taxes, but several people do. They just feel like it's, you know, I don't know why anyone this year would file taxes when we have such an incredibly broken government. I mean, this is like, it's like, oh yeah, I want to support, you know, the Democrats and George Soros. I mean, let's go ahead and just be good little soldiers. Really? No, the time is to rebel is now. Nobody should be filing. And when you watch this video, you would not want to file. You know, you'd be putting your boundaries up for sure. Because let me tell you, they're going to do facial recognition and iris scanning and everything connected to your income tax return. They want to have everything monitored about your physical body that they consider that they own. If you're filing taxes, you are a U.S. citizen, and they consider you a slave and that they own you. So if you haven't corrected your status now and told them that you are not one of their slaves, then good luck. That's all I can say. But there are U.S. citizens, you know, figuring out other ways. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, with what's going on with, you know, parents that are being ignored at school boards and how they're doing a different type of action. But so they had, you know, Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson from Minnesota. I think he's from Minnesota. Gosh, I thought Maybe he's from Wisconsin. Oops, I'm really bad. I don't know those states that well. Sorry. It's one or the other. But anyway, Senator Ron Johnson, he's been very outspoken, and he composed a panel of second opinion doctors. And that's posted on RBN2. And it's, you know, it's over 4 hours. I mean, it's really long. Well, I'm going to post in the chat room highlights of that, all the really pertinent quotes of doctors saying what needs to be said. And it's 38 minutes and 25 seconds. So it's from the COVID-19, a second opinion. And my gosh, they don't have any reasons to keep this going at this point. They can't hoodwink us forever, except that they still have control of the media. And the media is starting to, you know, trip up over their stories even, because they can't cover up this level of crime for so long, you know. And especially since the verdict and a sentence that came out of the International Common Law Court, it's great. People are using it in these countries with the most intense lockdowns. The OC, you know, Australian Prime Minister, served with a crimes against humanity arrest warrant by the Common Law Assembly that there. So I have that. It's a BitChute video. And so these are, you know, things that are very exciting that's going on. So, but yeah, another thing is Mer Bailey, who hosts our chat room. Thank you, Mer. She's been posting some rather horrifying stuff of what people are finding that are dealing with the dead bodies of the triple vaxxed. And so it's kind of hard to look at, I guess, some of these images. I haven't actually looked at them, but the reason I was very interested in her post in the chat room, it says, it is more than just clots. Actual images from a corner, and they are awful. The goods are delivered before 3 minutes in this half-hour video. Embalmers find veins and arteries filled with never-before-seen rubbery clots. Here is what embalmers are pulling out of the vax. This crap is stuck in the veins of the vax and prevents the embalming fluid from going in, so they have to get it out to do their work. This is what is going to make some chart Jim Stone had come true, which is, you know, a lot of people dying, of course. I mean, you know, people can't survive when this stuff is happening in their body. And so he says, people in the medical community are pushing the shots, need to look at this and decide, where are their morals? Hello? And the reason this is important to me is because I have a dear friend here locally, and she ended up divorcing. Her husband was so chemically impaired from working at a dry cleaners for years, and then found out that he got, you know, both shots, a Pfizer ones, no less. And he just, and, you know, a lot of people that are chemically poisoned by, you know, years of exposure end up being alcoholics. You find that true with painters a lot. So he had both going on, you know, alcoholism on top of the dry cleaner chemicals. And then he got double vaxxed with Pfizer. And he just passed. And she can't get the coroner to do anything. So we're talking about, you know, the Bonds for the Win, which is, I'm going to, bondsforthewin.com. We're going to go ahead and play that right after the break, because this is a solution. We need to hold these public servants accountable.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Okay, welcome back. You know, this week was very exciting. I was turned on to bondsforthewin.com, and I hunted around and found a video that apparently was also on the SGT report, how one single mom saved her entire school district. Bonds for the Win. This is about surety bonds. Every public servant has is bonded. And it's a performance bond. So if they are violating your rights and doing illegal activities that are outside of what they're supposed to be doing, then you can go ahead and pull their bond. And mask mandates, it doesn't matter about the ESSER funds and what the federal government does. If they are violating human rights and breaking laws to mask your kids, which they are, then you can go ahead and bring all that information, bring it to the attention of the bond, go to your sheriff and make sure that they're involved, and they will be on your side and serve the superintendent anyhow. We're going to go ahead and play this tape for the rest of the hour. Probably I'm going to probably make some mention of it, then I will bring on a guest the second hour. So I don't want to take too much time. If you haven't heard this, it is all in the chat room, but we also have it under on a VACLIB site, VACLIB.org. On our coronavirus page, various, it's under the legal section. You know, you have, it's kind of a dictionary of terms regarding coronavirus, and we have a whole new important legal information summary page that's dealing with this, you know, pandemic stuff. So it's this is really breaking news, and they have Telegram state groups set up. If you do have a smartphone or you whatever, you can there's all 50 states have groups where they're looking at getting the surety bonds for every public servant in the state, the respective state, so that it makes it easy for people to jump on board without having to do excessive research, especially if you have a network of people in your state. So it's very exciting. So go ahead and play that, Sam. Thank you.
Hey, you guys, it's Mickey Klon again. I'm so, so excited today to be bringing to you two of the biggest superheroes, I think, in my heart and soul right now, who are fighting the fight of the school boards. I've got Violet with me today, and I've got Anne. Anne, you've been on my program before, so welcome back. And Violet, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
So I don't know if I've told my audience that much, but we recently started a project called Bonds for the Win, B-O-N-D-S. For the win, because there was this gentleman, his name was Steven, and he was on the SGT report, and he was explaining, and they were telling a case study of how Steven had walked in, and he pretty much put his entire board of directors at his school district on notice. He said, "This is my letter to file an intent against your bond claim if you do not remove the mask mandates now." They all looked at each other, and they immediately voted to retract on the requirement for mask mandates. So that got Anne pretty interested and pretty excited. She called me up and said, "We need to start something. We need to do something." So we started a project called Bonds for the Win. And we have our first major, major win. And so Violet is our superstar. So I am so, so, so excited today to tell you guys about what Violet did. Just little old Violet in her little town making waves. So Violet, can you tell us a bit about your story, your son, you know, what you did first, second, and third, and then how they reacted?
Yes, to go all the way back. My son is 16. He is autistic, and he was having a lot of anxiety issues from wearing the mask to begin with. I contacted the principal at the beginning of the year stating this was going on. They first were going to allow it, but then the teachers were masking him at school. He started having more anxiety issues, more aggressive behavior towards himself, wanting to hurt himself, that type of thing. We ended up having to move him to a hospital to get psychiatric help, essentially. And this, you know, when I found out about Bonds, you know, I went gung-ho for it. Me and Ann worked together very, very hard, many countless hours. She's wonderful. First I did the FOIA request through, I actually had to go through the county superintendent, because the district refused to, go with my FOIA request. So through the county superintendent, I was able to obtain the bonds for the superintendent, the assistant superintendent, and the two treasurers. So,
What were they for? What was the coverage amount? What was the liability?
Yeah. $4 million.
So I'm going to take a minute to explain to people in simple terms what a bond is. Is that okay for our audience?
Yes. Okay.
So I think the best way to explain what a bond is if you look at bail bonds. So
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So if your friend gets thrown in jail and there's $1 million bail, you don't have $1 million. So you go and you take out a bond for, let's say, $5,000. And that bond states, I am personally willing to take the liability that my friend will show up during their court hearing. And I will put my house, my car, my boat, whatever it may be, as collateral for that $1 million. In other words, I am claiming liability for my friend. And so if my friend does not show up at that court hearing, I am now the liable party, and the bond company will come after me as sort of a collection agency to resolve the situation, right? So the thing that most people don't realize is that every public, elected, and appointed official is bonded, and they're required to by the federal government. So some states have skirted some of these laws, and each state is sort of uniquely different. But in this case, Illinois, which is the state that Violet is in, and she's representing the Bethalto district, school district. So she knew that if she could acquire this bond, right, that she could take action against this board. So keep going. Sorry, just want to make sure everybody understood that the individuals on these boards are personally liable, which means that the superintendent that she just acquired this bond for is personally liable for $4 million per claim, per claim. And there are many more people in the same district that are in the same seat as Violet whose children were physically or mentally injured by this mask mandate. So go ahead, keep going.
That's okay. No, that's good. People do need to understand what the bonds are for, absolutely. So once I obtained the copy of their bond and their bond insurance, surety bond insurance. I work with Ann yet again on creating the letter of intent to file, which lists several federal, international, and Nuremberg Code violations that we found that these laws, you know, these mandates break, and basically put them down on one big spreadsheet. And then we are able to create demands on what we wish them to do, which mine was for removal of the mask mandates, make them optional, for her to step down, and for her to make a public confession, basically, on what these on how these laws have been broken. After that,
so really quick. So you have to do that step. You have to serve them. You have to, it's like serving them a lawsuit. Almost. You're saying, here, I'm serving you with papers. I will give you X number of days in order to resolve this problem. I expect X, Y, and Z. In this case, you wanted her to resign. You wanted her to admit she was wrong to the public, and you wanted them to pull the mask mandates, right?
Correct.
And,
yes.
And so you gave her how many days to do that?
It was 5 days.
Okay.
5 days, which I feel was pretty appropriate. I feel like that was pretty lenient. We could have gone 72 hours, but instead we chose 5 days. After you complete, you know, the paperwork, then you do have to serve them, but it has to be given to them individually. She chose not to meet with me on several occasions. I mean, she was finding every way possible to not meet with me. I even, the sheriff even offered a chance for her to meet me at the police station and do it there, you know, peacefully, and she refused to do that. I mean, we were going, you know, roundy there for quite some time. So, finally when school started again, I was able to go up to the district office and serve her there. So, and, you know, we waited the 5 days. I tried to be lenient. Nobody responded. She didn't respond. When that happens, if they do not respond to your request, then in the given amount of time, then you are able to file with the bond company, in which I did so. It was only after that that the lawyers had instructed the districts in the area that the masks were going to have to come off. They were going to lose this one. And when you do this, when you actually have to file, which some may not have to, however, when you do file, if you have to file, all federal and state funding is removed from the district, and they do not have their funding anymore. So nobody's going to be paid. They don't have their ESSER, you know, funding.
Let me clarify for people. This, you guys, this is so beyond huge. Like, I was screaming in my car when we found. Do you understand that? So the day after Violet filed, okay, the day after she filed a claim against their bond, we have them on record, the counsel, the lawyers, telling the board, these masks have to go. They've blocked all state and federal funding until this issue is resolved. They were even sending out emails asking parents to come and help volunteer at the schools because they weren't going to be able to pay the teachers. I mean, talk about putting on the brakes. And didn't they kind of leave her out to dry? They left the superintendent with the $4 million liability. It's like, poof, you're on your own.
Yep. Yeah, I do believe they left her out to dry. Because she's the one liable for this. You know, boards and superintendents are all liable for this. So then the next day after that, so 2 days after I filed, they sent a message out to all the parents to check the website for an update. And sure enough, they had it on there that masks are optional, but recommended, but optional for the children. So it was quite a shock. It's a big win. You know, my message is that this process works. And no matter the outcome, no matter how much you have to fight, if they don't listen and they ignore and you have to file, which I don't think many will, then the reward is still worth it. It's up to us parents. It's up to the mama lions in the country to stand up to these tyrannical school districts that have chosen money over our rights. You know, it really is.
Yeah. And in this process, Anne, you really did a lot of research into the ESSER funding. And I feel like, in a sense, a lot of these boards are in precarious situations. They're good people in a bad situation, and they don't know it. In many cases, the third round of ESSER funding, which came through the Biden administration, came with this ability to say, you know, if you enforce these, you know, mask mandates and even run vaccine clinics, sorry, I shouldn't say that word in my channel, but, you know, clinics, and then also to promote it to the children and pull out the CTR programs, et cetera, in exchange, they're getting this money. So in a sense, they're getting bought out. I mean, they're taking bribes.
Exactly. You have to realize the federal government offered $115 million to the school district.
Billion.
I mean, billion, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. $115 billion to all 50 states of all the school districts. So the CDC got wind of it. So what did the CDC do? They pushed another $10 billion into that bill to make it $125 billion. So basically, the CDC is controlling the narrative in this ESSER bill. And there are seven states that I literally found that the Secretary of Education out of Washington, D.C., literally wrote these states letters and told them, basically, you have taken these funds. You have to follow these rules. You can't stop them. So the states that had their executive orders or their, you know, cease and desist orders and all these things put into place had their hands blocked, because we have to realize how the government works. And that was complicated. We always thought that the governor of our state is the one who accepts the funds. Well, no, he's not. Actually, the State Board of Education, under all state laws, is a free enterprise. Mm. It's like a free corporation.
Yep.
So they're allowed to accept any federal and state funding. It's up to them to decide.
And we had found letters from D.C., basically the Biden administration, pushing some of those governors who had removed mask mandates to reinstate mask mandates so they could push the money to the, you know, the school districts. And the school districts were putting pressure on the governors saying, hey, could you please put back this mask mandate, because we don't want the parents fighting back against us at the schools. So it's really, you know, it's, again, it's good people in some cases being put in compromising positions, but still they work for us. So I think one of the most common questions we get, and that I should ask both of you, is, do we need a lawyer to be involved in this process? Is it designed for lawyers? Or is it designed for the citizens, the bond process?
The bond process is a one-on-one person. It does not need a lawyer. So, Mickey, you're bonded. You've hurt me. I'm not going to go get a lawyer. I am going to write my own paper, and I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to tell you what you've done to me. And I'm going to ask you to right your wrong. If you don't want to right your wrong, it's up to me to go to the bond company to file a claim against your bond.
Right.
Then, as it's at the bond company will notify you. So you have two options when your claim goes to the bond company. You can either contact me and we can work out a settlement, and then I will cancel your claim. I will say, okay, everything is fine. I can cancel your claim. And I will no longer put a claim against your bond. Or if you don't want to work with me, and you don't want to work with the bond company, then you've signed a power of attorney with the bond company because you have a very large bond. So a power of attorney means that the bonding company has the right and the authority to literally investigate the situation. So the bonding company will come to me, and I will present my case to the bonding company, and I will support, you know, give them my supporting documents and all of my documentation to support my claim. Now the bonding company will go to you. and they will ask you, how are you going to defend this? Now it's up to you to defend yourself, to prove that what I'm saying is not correct.
Yeah.
If you do not prove this, the bonding company will go back to their office and they will find in my favor. Then they will notify you again because you wasted their time. They had to spend X number of dollars on investigating this. Your liability has now gone up, up. You owe the bonding company more than what your bond is now. So now the bonding company contacts you and they tell you you're liable for that claim. You need to pay that claim. If again, you refuse to pay that claim because the bonding company has your power of attorney, they will pay the claim.
Okay.
So I get just the amount of the bond. That's it. The amount of the bond. And now the bonding company comes after you. And you're 100% liable for two times investigation, the payment of the claim, plus everything the bonding company has done. And everything that you have put up as collateral in that bond, they can seize 100% of it. You've lost everything. And not only that, but once you lose your bond, it's very, very, very difficult to get a second bond or anybody to bond you. Because you have to realize in these states, there's only one, maybe two authorized bonding companies that can write surety bonds for government officials.
Exactly. So, okay. So I'm going to recoup that and recuperate, restate what you guys just said. So one, you have to get the bond. Two, you have to serve a letter of intent. And three, if they still don't rectify the situation, you have to file a claim with their bond company, right? So those are the three steps. Step, and then let's talk about the people that are bonded. So you have superintendents who are appointed, are bonded. You've got board of directors, especially at the district level. You don't want to go toward just your school. You want to go to the entire district. Those are the people that are going to be bonded, right?
Yes. You got to realize anybody who wants to go after a school principal or a school, you know, counselor, you can't do it. They're not bonded. They have nothing to do with it. You have to literally go to the governing board of directors for your school district. And you start with the governing board because they're the ones who make all the decisions for your district. They're the ones who pass the laws down. And
or the State Board of Education, right? What about going all the way up to the State Board of Education? We can go after them as well, right?
Right. But basically, you have to take down the lower levels. You have to take down the districts, all the districts first.
And that's because at the district level, they determine what they're going to use the ESSER funds for, right? They're the ones who are taking the bribes, essentially. They're the ones who are deciding what type of clinics they want to run out front. Okay. But also mayors and sheriffs, right? City councilmen,
health officials. Like if you have a health director in your area. So in one state, the city council voted to get rid of all the mask mandates, and the director of the health in that area, who is an appointed public official, she overrode the council. She thought she had the authority to override the council and says, no, we're not getting rid of the mandates. We're keeping them. So anybody who oversteps their bounds of their authority and think they're higher, they can enforce anything, is responsible and can be filed against.
Okay, so I want to ask you some more questions, Violet, but before I do, I just want to say, so we did create this website, Bonds for the Win. You can go to that site, you can pull up your state, and we're continuing to add to that, but you can pull up the state statutes that we're finding that most states are in violation of. But ultimately, the parents and the people in the community that want to get involved, they do have to identify which state statutes they want to, you know, declare that have been broken based on their situation, right? And correct. So there is some research. You have to be ready to do the work, right? And any one of us can make a difference, and we should all try, right? That's JFK Senior saying that. I think it's so amazing how Violet made such a huge difference, because not only did they block all federal and state funding, set this lady kind of out on her own, and stop all mask mandates. But they also, we noticed a trickle-down effect of other districts pulling back. In other words, all through California, some people were pulling their phone numbers off the websites of the board of directors. They were pulling their phone numbers and their contact information. They're scared. And they know we're coming after them. Sometimes also you found that the bond information is buried in a liability policy.
Exactly. It's called a surety liability insurance.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they have a surety, liability, fidelity policy that covers the school district and all the affairs of the school district. They list, you know, pages of it, you know, like bleachers and things like this. And down at the bottom is the criteria of being bonded. It has the exact same criteria of being bonded. It has the exact liability and fidelity clauses inside of there. It lists the board of directors. It lists also elected or appointed public officials. It doesn't list anybody about, you know, principals or teachers or anything like this. And then it tells you what the insurance is. And in those clauses, it's $1 million per person. And each one of the persons, if somebody files against that policy, has a $40,000 deductible. So even if you have the insurance, Nikki, and I file against you, you're still going to have to come up with $40,000.
Yeah.
And the insurance company comes up with the rest.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I do just want to point out, in Arizona, they rewrote our state statutes to put every elected and appointed public official under the governor's bond. It's a blanket bond. So anyone out there who's watching this, if you have access to that bond, could you give me a shout? Because it's going to be a big deal, right? If we could just get a hold of that one bond. And of course, it says in Arizona state statutes that they are required to provide us with this information under, you know, under the law as public record. And it's not a, you know, I don't need a, like a, all I need is a photocopy, right? I don't need a certified copy. I don't need anything special. I just want the photocopy as a public servant. And what they're trying to do, they're supposed to hold it at the Secretary of State's office. And they're trying to tell me I can't come in there because they're closed indefinitely for, you know, this thing, which is a joke. So anyway, anyone watching out there, if you know of, or you can help me get a hold of that one piece of paper, it will change everything in the entire state of Arizona. It is a single point of failure for them. And we are trying to help push bills forward to rectify that so that in Arizona, every single elected public, you know, has their own bond. But so Violet, one of the things that I find fascinating about your story, and I think we should dive deeper into it before we end today, and that is the situation that you ran into when trying to serve this woman. I mean, she pretty much called the police on you. She tried to file a complaint against you because you were trying to ring on her doorbell. I mean, it was interesting. So if you had to do all over again, would you wait to serve during like a public hearing or a board meeting?
Yes, absolutely. And just to clarify, there's no laws on where you can serve them. You can serve them at Walmart, their home, the school, coming out of the dollar store. You know, you can serve them anywhere. But yes, if I were to do it differently, I would serve at a board meeting when they're all there. It's being reported. You have witnesses to show that, yes, they have been served. It's been reported that they're required to post on their website. But yes, she just tried everything she could not to meet with me. When I pulled in, I watched her walk up the driveway and walk in her house. So I knew she was there. So, you know, ringing on her doorbell apparently scared her. So she did call the police and said that I was trespassing, which, you know, I explained to the officers the process and the legal rights that us citizens have to do these for the surety bond. So, and they actually called her and told her, well, you're going to get served. So it's basically what they told her, and they patted me on the back for standing up for my rights. So, you know, but yes, if anybody's out there, you know, going through this process, the best way to do it is at that board meeting. Don't get too overzealous. And that way, again, you have witnesses, it's recorded, so on and so forth.
Yeah, they can't say you didn't serve them. Even if they didn't sign the document, they can't. Oops. We lost Violet. Okay, so then the other thing that was interesting about your situation is you went down to the bond company to file the claim, and they had never even had anyone file a claim before. What? I mean, you must have been like, you work for a company, and you've never, ever had anyone file a claim? This is how...
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how much of a hidden secret these things are.
Yeah, absolutely. It took a little bit for them to understand the process of it. They had the necessary paperwork as they're required to, but we had to both understand it. And the other thing I was running into when I sent the initial FOIA request to the county superintendent's office, they said they'd never FOIA'd anyone's surety bond either before ever. So they had to find out how to pull them and do it the right way. So yeah, this has been hidden from us, or we forgot about it, but this process can get done with a little perseverance and a little bit of homework. So yeah. But thankfully we've got some stories underway, and we understand the process and what their responsibilities are and what our rights are, for us to go forward with it with everyone else.
Yeah, so I'm going to stress that if anyone wants to do this in their local district or in their state, we have a website, Bonds for the Win. You can come fill out our contact us form. We're here to help. We're here to tell you what's working, what's not in various states. We have deep researchers, but we also have people that are just willing to help you boots on the ground, feel confident enough to stand up to your board. I know it's scary. We're out, you know, we're all fish out of water. Figuring out as we go. But I'm just so proud of you, Violet. Like, really, I can't wait to follow up with you again to hear the updates, you know, in a week or 2 months or so. Whatever. If you have more news, feel free to come on the channel and let's get you on. And we also, our channel, we have a Telegram channel, right? Again, that one's called Bonds for the Win. And I'll post that link below to the Telegram channel. That too is a place for people to find support among their local community. And at some point we may have people breaking off statewide, you know, to take action in each individual state. So thank you so much, ladies. Do either one of you want to add any final comments?
Okay. The only thing I'm going to let everybody know is there's two people that never will fall under a blanketed bond. One is the treasurer and one is the secretary of state. Those people will never, ever, ever, oh, a sheriff also. He cannot fall under a blanketed bond. So those people have to be bonded. So even if a governor, you know, decides to get a blanket bond.
We can go ahead and cut that off, Sam. I have a link in the chat room, and then there's also, it's on our website at vaclib.org, so under coronavirus legal. So thank you. We have a guest for the second hour. Thanks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.